The New Rules of Context Engineering for Claude 5 Generation Models by Tariq Shihipar, Anthropic, July 24, 2026, 5-min read. I've written previously about how to best prompt the newest generation of Claude 5 models and work with them iteratively to discover what you want to build. But when you send a message to Claude, the prompt is only a small part of the context it gets. Much of your context is assembled from your system prompt, skills, Claude MD files, memory, and other sources. We call this context engineering, and it makes a big impact on the results you generate when using Claude code or in building your own agents. Unlike a prompt, context is used generally across many requests, so it cannot be as specific. How do you build these general prompts and guidance for Claude, especially when you don't know what a user's prompt might be? This can be surprisingly difficult as Claude's own capabilities evolve. Most recently, we noticed a large jump in the way we prompt the newest generation of Claude models. We removed over 80% of Claude Code system prompt for models like Claude Opus 5 and Claude Fable 5, with no measurable loss on our coding evaluations. Here's what we've learned about prompting this new class of models and how you can utilize it to update your context engineering. We've put these best practices in Claude Doctor. Use the command /doctor in Claude Code to right-size your skills and Claude MD files. Unhobbling Claude. Overall, we found that we were over-constraining Claude code, both through our system prompt and in our Claude MD files and skills. For example, when we read transcripts of our own internal usage of Claude code, we see several conflicting messages in a single request, like leave documentation as appropriate or do not add comments, as our system prompt, skills, and user requests clash with each other. Generally, Claude can interpret the user's intent to get to the right answer, but Claude must think more carefully about these overlapping and conflicting messages before deciding what to do. And while these constraints were once needed to avoid worst-case scenarios, we have since found we can delete many of them and let the model use surrounding context and judgment instead. Additionally, Claude Code now has many more tools. Claude used to rely on Claude MD as a source of memory, information, and guidance. Now, we have memory, artifacts, and skills, which Claude can use to create new ways of loading and sharing context across sessions. Then and now, there were a number of previous context engineering best practices that had become myths. Then, give Claude rules. Now, let Claude use judgment. When we first rolled out Claude code, we needed to be sure that Claude avoided worst-case scenarios such as deleting files. This meant we would give particularly strong guidance that might not always be true. For example, in the system prompt, we used to say, in code, default to writing no comments. Never write multi-paragraph doc strings or multi-line comment blocks. One short line max. Don't create planning, decision, or analysis documents unless the user asks for them. Work from conversation context, not intermediate files. But for a certain subset of prompts, this guidance would be wrong. In the case of documentation, the user may have their own preferences, or specific parts of very complex code might need multi-line comment blocks. Still, without these guardrails for older models, the comments Claude wrote would be incorrect in many cases, and we had to accept this trade-off. But newer models have better judgment and can handle these decisions well without explicit rules. In the new system prompt, we say, write code that reads like the surrounding code, match its comment density, naming, and idiom. Then, give Claude examples. Now, design interfaces. The number one rule for tool usage was to give Claude examples on how to use them. With our newest models, we found that giving examples actually constrains them to a certain exploration space.